A huge wave of mud and water has engulfed a village in the southern Mexican state of Chiapas. The landslide is the latest disaster to strike that part of the country. In neighboring Tabasco, hundreds of thousands of residents are homeless after floodwaters covered almost the entire state. Greg Brosnan is a reporter for the Houston Chronicle. He's in the Tabasco state capital and joins us. Hello.
Hi there.
A week ago, Tabasco was known for its rich oil fields and lush waterfalls. Describe for us what it is like there today.
Well, the whole state of Tabasco is crisscrossed by rivers. There's actually 16 rivers that run through the state. And the capital, Villahermosa, has actually been affected more than anywhere else. It's a strange situation because you can be walking through the city center and things are beginning to look normal in a certain way. The only thing you can really see that's different is, you know, there are a few shelters open, but then you suddenly walk down a hill and you'll just see a massive expanse of water just stretching out along a road as far as the eye can see, and boats are crisscrossing. It's completely surreal.
Of course, as we've been following this, these floods, it's hundreds of thousands have been affected. What's being done at this stage to help them?
Well, people have been bussed in from all across Mexico. Doctors have come in, civil engineers have come in, and plenty of volunteers from all over the country. People are being pretty well looked after, actually. There are an estimated 70,000 people in shelters just in Villahermosa. One of the biggest shelters, in fact, there are 4,000 people alone. They're all decked out in a posh shopping center in the middle of town.
And international aid, has that been forthcoming?
It has. Quite a few different countries have said they'll be sending money. And the U.S., George Bush actually said he was going to be sending $300,000 worth of aid.
Now, you mentioned they're all settled in, those sort of refugees from their own homes in posh shopping centers. Has looting been a problem?
Looting has been a problem, but not as much as was expected. There have been roughly about 20 or 30 arrests, but there's a massive army presence here. Wherever you go, you'll see Humvees, you'll see soldiers with very, very large machine guns, and I think it's scared the looters away to some extent. The governor of Tabasco State, Andres Granier, has also taken a very tough stance on looters.
And health concerns, this always comes up when there is a terrible natural disaster like this.
That's right. There have been rumors running around of outbreaks of cholera, but nothing has been confirmed yet. The main problem at the moment, really, is skin infections. Some of these people have wandered in from the countryside. They've come in canoes, and some have literally waded from up to their necks all the way in. So they've got cuts, they've got bruises, they've got skin infections, they've got all types of fungus, and lots of eye infections as well. The government has been vaccinating people against hepatitis as well, just in case there's an outbreak.
Just briefly, you know, Mexico seemed to be in shock at the sight of this state underwater.
It is. The country is just, it's really frozen, the country. Everywhere, there are centers where people are bringing aid, they're bringing clothes, just into any shop. Particularly people from Tabasco who live in different parts of the country have really got together. But it really has shocked the nation, and it was something that kind of crept up on people, because we've had a lot of flooding this year in Mexico, and lots of parts of the country have really been underwater. But suddenly, the extent of this disaster is only really becoming clear. I mean, we're looking at 800,000 people homeless. I mean, it's an absolutely huge amount. It's just about half of the population of the entire state of Tabasco.
Greg, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Greg Brosnan is a reporter for the Houston Chronicle, speaking to us this morning from the Mexican state of Tabasco.